I don't know about you, but I needed to be saved when I got saved. How many of y'all needed to be saved when you got saved? I don't know about you. I haven't always been holy. Y'all ever put them hands on up? Wow. Jesus. Get your Bibles and be seated. There's a rest unto the church, but it only come by revelation. You can't just receive that rest by reading, memorizing scriptures, quoting certain scriptures. There's a divine rest that cannot come but by revelation, by having a rhema word. A rhema word is a fresh word for the moment. And so this week we're dealing with the glory of God. We say that the glory is the highest dimension. We say there's three dimensions in the spirit until the Lord reveal more. There's faith, the anointing, and then the glory. We have said that the church don't know a whole lot about the glory. We got in the presence of God and we shout and cry. We didn't have enough manifestation. When the real glory is loose, I said that people receive new eyeballs. Hearts, livers, lungs, kidneys, spleen, whatever you need, you know. Because the Creator begin to do things because we have made a place. And that's why I let them go longer. You see, worship. You see the atmosphere now? Yeah, we need to praise him up in here. That's why I tell you. Yeah, we're going to praise him all the week long. Yeah, we got to praise him. Oh, yeah, we're going to praise him and worship him. Because it take when you get it right now, you can't have it, as I said this morning, you can't have a whole lot of talent Jekylls and performers. But if they're going, if you're giving God the glory, the people of God will know it. Will know it. So, through divine argument, I lost. And I want you to write this in your note. The divine fear of the Lord marks you for supernatural encounters with God's glory. I'm going to say it again now because, and then, you know, it's very long, so the tape people have to do what they can with it. The divine fear. Everybody say divine fear. Now, I have not heard that term too much in my lifetime, divine fear. I'm going to make a statement in a few minutes to show you the difference between the two, because we'll talk about satanic fear. Somewhere along the line, I want you to know it takes fear to remove fear. All right? The divine fear of the Lord marks you for supernatural encounters with God's glory. On the other hand, listen, the devilish fear of Satan mark you to exposure to Satan failure. Let me say it again now. I want you to hear it. The devilish fear of Satan mark you to exposure to satanic failure. Now, when we understand the divine fear of the Lord, or the fear of the Lord, it creates an intimacy. Got that? It also increase or attach your connection to God. Like John 15, the vine and the branches. That when you come to that reverential fear, when you come to that honor and respect that you have designed, or you permit the Holy Spirit to design in your heart, that you're not going to give honor and respect to nobody above him. don't care what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, don't care who you know, don't care what celebrity show up in town, God is still God. You know, people have a tendency, if Michael Jordan walk in here right now, you get your mind off of God for a pair of tennis. But that's the way we acclimate it. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. And we can't let people take so much of our time. All right, then what this divine fear would do for you, it will bring you into a place of being able to, divinely cooperate with God. Yeah. Divine cooperation. Say divine cooperation. I'm going somewhere with this. Then it gets you to understand your dependence on Him. And you can depend on Him. What? Oh, God have done for you. Let me say that again. And you can depend on Him. Have He ever done anything for you that you couldn't do for yourself? Shout out then. It also brings in, when we get into the text and start reading, you're going to see, it brings accountability. That fear, reverential fear of the Lord and the respect and the awesomeness of God is on your heart. It causes you not to sin. People sinning because they don't have the fear of the Lord. You can preach scriptures to them. You can pray for them, cry over them, let tears fall on them until they recognize who God really is and what God has done for them and how much they need God and how much thankfulness they should be given to God. They're going to sin. So not only accountability here, responsibility. And then you walk in the realm of the supernatural and the supernatural glory of God. So I want to bring you back to some scriptures that I looked over Sunday, but I want to finish some things that the Lord won't, you know, in a divine argument, I lost. So in Acts 9:31, the church is in a good position. We got to get her back there, Acts 9:31. We got to get the church back there. A few people had to die and stuff like that, but we got, you know. A few troublemakers had to die and line to the Holy Ghost. But this is a powerful verse. I always loved this verse for many years. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria. And were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord. Underline that, walking in the fear. We're going to see that quite a few times tonight. Walking in the fear of the Lord. Not afraid of Him, but recognize judgment is real. Judgment is real. So if you walk in the fear of the Lord, you keep yourself clear of that, of the judgment of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and here's church growth, will multiply. See, a restful church operating in revelation, operating in manifestation, operating in demonstration, when a person has a need that they can't get met ordinarily, they go into that church. Because at any moment, anything can happen up in here. Because of who He is and in whom we represent. You follow what I'm saying? All right, now there's another scripture I want to show you. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, Deuteronomy chapter 10, let's go there a minute. We've got to lay some groundwork for this. Amen? Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something need to break out. I tell you what, if a break come, I'm going to be right in it. You can sit there and like you just had a lemon or something, but I'm going, if the Lord come out, I'll jump across this pulpit, boy. I love when the Lord show up in his majesty. He's here, but his manifested presence. He's omnipresent, but his manifested presence, because somebody have made a vacuum for him. Somebody say, I want you more than anything in this world. When that happened, God come off his throne. He said, I got to do something for that child. You know what? But y'all start nothing up in here. Once you learn how to walk, Deuteronomy 10, once you learn how to walk in this divine fear, say divine fear, of the Lord, you'll never be the same. You'll move from faith to faith, from glory to glory. In Deuteronomy 10, chapter 10, verse 12, and now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God what?
Require.
What?
Require.
Require. Underline that word require. This is a requirement. This is not a request. Now, he give us a list of things that we're trying to do without the first one. He gave us a list, six or seven things, but notice the first one. I mean, why do we have this first? It seemed like if you don't have the first one, you can't do the other one. You can't walk in his ways if you don't fear him. You can't love him. You can't serve him. With all thy heart and with all thy soul. And it goes on. The next verse says it's a list of things. You Bible, you student, you know, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things. Look, listen, listen to things. Listen. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, number one, to walk in his way, number two, and to love him, number three, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, number four, to keep the commandment of the Lord and the statute which I command thee this day, for thy good, for thy good. Notice you have first the fear of the Lord. You want to know how Jesus was able to bring so many supernatural manifestations in his life as a man? You want to know what Jesus' secret was? Oh, hallelujah. What caused Jesus to master every situation? Because Jesus walked consistently in the fear, reverential respect for his Father. So he was able to fulfill all the other requirements because he had this first one. He reverenced him. He adored him. He knew the awesomeness of God. You see, you're not going to know the awesomeness of God unless God give you a revelation. Once you learn the awesomeness of God, you ain't going to play with it. Children, it's time to leave Sunday school. Remember that little book we used to have, Sunday school book, little Baptist Sunday school book? I had one. I taught a class. I had a class we had about quarterly. You had about 9 students and got the ability to 60-something, 66, I believe. You have more people coming to Sunday school than you're coming to church. You build it. You work with them, you know. Now, so in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, there's an amazing thing as it talked about the manifested anointing of Jesus. So from that, I deduced the fact that the fear of the Lord is an anointing. You have to be anointed with this fear. It won't come on you automatically. It's not something out of book. It's the Holy Ghost is the only one that can make you walk reverently before God. You should ask him, Holy Ghost, anoint me with the fear of the Lord. Yes, a lot of things were straightened out in your life just there. A lot of things that you were believing for. A lot of things you have asked God for. When you made that statement, Holy Ghost, anoint me
with the fear of God.
Not that I'm scared of him. See, that we've talked about every anointing. But in reading the 11th chapter of Isaiah, the Holy Ghost said that's an anointing. I'm telling you the multifaceted anointing that Jesus wore and the fear of the Lord. And I'm going to show you something. Those of you who were with us Sunday morning recognize something the Lord did in that voice. It'll blow you away what he did in his voice, man, the Lord did in his voice. 11th chapter, first voice, he said, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch, you know that's Jesus, shall grow out of his root. Now he says in the second voice, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. You see that?
Yes.
You with me?
Yes.
Then he go to naming the types of anointing, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and then he get, and the fear of the Lord. You see that?
Yes.
Go to the next verse. Something happened. And shall make him a quick understanding in wisdom. In knowledge. That's a double lick, man. He said he was anointed with the fear of the Lord. Then he said he made him a quick understanding. He goes back to the fear of the Lord, which the church at large has lost. I know you probably a good member, but you got seven lackadaisical ones sitting next to you. Loose. Fancy free. No constraint, no conviction. I just can't do that. Something holding the rein of my life. Somebody talking to me and said, get back on the other side of the road. You're on the wrong side of the street. You used to walk that way. It is the fear of the Lord anointing that's going to keep you walking in the right pathway. Your blessings about to fall in your lap like it's coming out of a dump truck. I don't know how this is the hour for the church to flow in power.
Yeah.
Are you understanding me? There are places you've been trying to get. You're going to be transformed and transported at the same time by the Spirit of the living God, because nothing too hard for God. Supernatural encounters. Let's go to another scripture. Isaiah 33, right there in Isaiah. It's Monday night, isn't it?
Yes.
Boy, this scripture here, I had to look at this scripture multiplied times. Because I found something out. I found a treasure.
Come on.
I know some of y'all don't sneak peep read red, so I found a treasure. I found a treasure that I didn't really know it was a treasure. But in the scripture it says it's a treasure.
Yes, sir.
One translation says it's a key that unlocked the treasure. So the fear of the Lord is a supernatural key that unlock heaven.
Wow.
Could it be that key you are needing? Last year, last month? Could it be I need that key right now? Could it be some things that I couldn't get open with prayer? But what the fear, the revelation of the fear of the Lord anointing will enable me to open something up that I couldn't open before. Could it be God is revealing a secret to us that's been hidden from us? Could it be those of us here, we're about to start a revolution of the supernatural, of the glory of God? Could it be where the sign said no, God says yes? Could it be that I've been held out because I didn't know this revelation of how strong divine fear of God is? Father, we reverend you. We recognize that you are awesome God. We step tonight in the streets of the impossible, the incurable, and knowing we have what it takes because you give it to us supernaturally. We're not putting up with no phonies no more. We're not putting up with no stop signs and things that Satan, you said you come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Lord, I fear you. I honor you. I respect you. You are awesome God. You see me? Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Bible. Just let the Bible talk. And all the theologians shut up. Watch this. 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of salvation. What? What? Come on, preachers. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
Yes.
It's his treasure. It's valuable to God when we respect him and honor him. No Satan coming but tell him no. You can't have this body. You can't have this mind. No, it belongs to somebody. It's already paid for. Wow. We wonder why we have so much loose people, preachers loose and getting in trouble, and we got them all over the paper and all on the internet doing things, messing with little boys and doing all kind of stuff, is because they don't have the fear of the Lord. They think this is a game. They think, you know, they think this is a job or something, some kind of employment or something. No, this, you have to have encounter to be here. You can't be employed yet. You got this come by encounterment. My goodness. She's sold like a wild one. It's $1,400. She's constantly sold. Encounter. In this camp meeting, what I want you to do is to have an encounter that will last you forever. Now, many of y'all have sickness in your body, but this encounter going to operate on you. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Could it be we have hit the treasure chest of God? Joseph said, I can't do that, ma'am. with your fine self. But I just can't do it. I know she was fine. I know she was fine. I know she was dressed. She was decked out. I know she smelled good. Can't do it, ma'am. You don't have enough to offer. And a priest wanted. Why sell it for less when you can have the best? Joseph, I can't do it. I'm on my way somewhere. Joseph said, "I'm on my way somewhere. I can't be distracted. I'm on my way somewhere. I can't. If I mess around with you, I'm gonna stop right here. If I mess around with you, I'm always gonna be under you. But I'm on my way because I'm about to be over you. I'm headed somewhere. I'm headed to my promotion. God got a promotion for me. Well, I'm headed to my promotion. Don't let Satan stop you from your promotion." If he had obeyed that woman without the fear of the Lord, he would still be under her. But by obeying God, he became over her. Y'all about to get over some people who thought they had y'all down. Y'all about to come to promotions that you never seen before. Now the devil is fear of Satan mark you to expose you to Satan's failure. We know that scripture, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I know perfect love casts out fear, but the fear of God is in perfect love. And the fear of God that is in the perfect love casts out Satan's fear. You can't do this to me because I belong to somebody else. All right, let's try to get a little further. You can sit down. Let's try to get a little further here. Hallelujah. I'm preaching like a drunk man. I just don't care what you think. I believe I need to magnify Jesus. Woo! And glorify God up in this place, boy. I believe something gonna happen here this week. I believe God gonna do something. I believe God gonna, what? I believe something, what? Something gonna happen here this night. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit have his hand on the trigger. One of the grand truth of the supernatural, of the reverential divine fear of God, of the glory of God, one of the truth is knowing who is in charge. Who making it happen? I ran upon a scripture. I think we need to go to it. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I think I need to go there. We just need to go there a minute. I ran upon this scripture. I said, my God, the body of Christ need to hear this scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Wow. I think I want to read to you out of the Messenger Bible. The Message Bible. Wait a minute. Anybody in here got a Message Bible? Huh? I don't know if you can see this. But the capture over this scripture in the Amplified Bible is God's. God is in charge, not you. I really need to hear that. So he says, watch your step when you enter God's house. Enter to learn. That's far better than mindlessly offering a sacrifice, doing more harm than good. Don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think. He wants you to hear. God in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better. Now, I'm going to say something here that's going to rub some people wrong. Sometime y'all talking scriptures, you need to shut up. Because you're trying to use the same old scripture you used last month. And you got a deliverance and it's not fresh now. Now God sort of, if you don't understand him, work awkward. He sort of work backwards. He do things not normal. Because he's not, you see, yeah, God tell you to do something. See, you're trying to get one, two, or three. God said, man, ZBG, Z, yeah. Z. Right, right. ZBG. So you have to have faith to be current with God. Yeah. Something going to happen in you tonight. Yes, you got to have faith to be current with God. Because if you can't move with him, he's not normal. God's not normal. No, he's supernatural. He's supernatural. You hear? So, the divine fear of the Lord is a missing ingredient. Only by intimacy and knowledge of the Lord, of who he is, understanding supernatural fear has great benefits. You heard me? Yes. Understanding supernatural fear. I was looking for something. I saw something I wanted to. Okay, I'll get to it in a minute. Turn to Ecclesiastes, a lot of scripture. Turn to Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
My, that song, we should still be shouting. That song, I'm listening to the word. See what we're doing, saints, we're moving from just rhythm. We have to pay attention to the word. See, we have a tendency, we got the beat, you know. You're just dancing, you know. Man, you're not at the movies. Man, the Lord up in here. So you got to find out, that song was saying so much to me, man. My first time hearing it, but I love it. I love it. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Y'all just wait with me a minute, all right? Verse 13. This Bible preaching itself. Look what this voice says. Look what this voice says. Let's respect what the Lord says. Jesus. We have heard so much doctrine, so much word, the word become common to us. Yeah, I read that. Man, come on. Listen what it says. Let us hear the conclusion. Not confusion. Conclusion. Of the whole matter. Look at the first thing he said. What? This was the richest man ever lived. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. If you do not fear God, you can't keep his commandment. And if you don't fear God and keep his commandment, you don't love God. And if you don't love God, God can't reveal himself to you. And he can't come make his abode with you. And he can't manifest in your life. If you're trying to keep the commandment without fear, you can't do it. We were not supposed to come here and preach sin to you and preach you out of sin and preach you about not sinning. You saved. You shouldn't be in sin. If you walk in the fear of the Lord, you can hear the gospel. Good news. I've been delivered. I'm set free. Blessing belong to me. I'm blessed. I don't need to be hearing about sin. Get right. Don't commit fornication. Don't commit adultery. I know better than that. I've been in church 27 years. I ought to know better than that. But because of not having the fear of the Lord, we try to scrutinize the preacher. Fool him like we love God so much. But yet, in the darkness, understand supernatural fear. You better write this down now. Understand supernatural fear and its benefit. Yeah. Benefit in fear?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
The respect. The honor.
Yeah.
The recognizing the fact I need him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am the boy in this world, the way things going now. Man, I need God. I need him to help me every day, every way. What? Huh? What? No, every moment. Every hour don't work no more. You got it? It's every moment. We could make it. You won't make it an hour here, boy. This is a jungle. You won't make it an hour without the Lord. I need him every moment, every step I make. I need the Lord. Are you following me?
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
I hear him saying, stand still. I'll fight your battle. Don't become shook up because somebody trying to attack you on the job or trying to attack you. Don't become shook up. Just stand still. I'm going to handle this. I just got to say it, brother. Listen. I have seen major ministries, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, infinitum.
Yeah.
Went to the ground because they touched me.
Yes, yes, sir. Yep.
All I did is say, pray the Lord. I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
Try to shed me out.
Yes, yes.
I thank them.
Yeah.
I give them great thanksgiving tonight.
Yeah.
Because when they try to shed me out, I go, zoop. Now they're asking, where he at? Where he going? I don't see him.
Yeah.
What kind of plan he got?
Yeah.
What he going to do with it? The man said he's going to fly. How much you pay for it? Call him and ask him. You won't know so much.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Go back. Go with me again. Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, my God. Let me see something. I got to see something here. I don't want to get in trouble with the Lord here. Go back to, if you didn't leave, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Go back there. You didn't leave. Because I was supposed to read that next verse. Because we got to get judgment out of our house and off our lives. And you do it by operating in the fear of the Lord. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, I'm going to make it be the other end. I'm going to walk in the fear of the Lord, and I'm going to make it be good, and my judgment is going to be all right. You understand what I'm saying? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. As many as led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The Spirit bear witness with my spirit that I'm a child of the living God. There's a spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty. The spirit of man is the calendar of the Lord, searching the inward part of the belly. There's an inner man that has might and strength like God. There's an inner man that can function like God, can function in the supernatural, function in miracles. There's an inner man that can call out demons, and demons in the name of Jesus have to obey. That's how powerful you are. We got to stop holding prayer meeting trying to get a house. Shoot, man. We ain't know you're proud about a house. Just say, house be. Yeah. 7,000 square feet. House be. Yeah. Don't be cheap. Don't be cutting God cheap now. You know, don't talk about 2,000. God don't, what? Boy, you got to defeat the beasts. Turn with me now. Turn to Ecclesiastes again. Turn to Ecclesiastes. And then I'm going to start saying some things here. Ecclesiastes 3. I know that whosoever God or whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything can be taken from it. And God doeth it. Don't all y'all shout at one time. You should. The goodness of God is for you to fear him.
Yeah, yeah.
Every manifestation you have, go ahead and enjoy your life anyway. We just hustling and busting. Quit, settle down. Wait a minute. Enjoy your life. Listen to what this verse said. Man, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Can't be taken away from me. Nothing can be put to it. No, anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. I'm just going to show you how this fear of the Lord is a divine identification mark. Now, Job got in two types of fear. He's a rich man. He feared God. He eschewed evil, but he let the other fear creep in.
Yeah.
He kept making an offering for something going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to watch that.
Come on, Dad.
Watch that, you see. When you got reverential fear, it'll smother that other fear.
Yeah.
It'll put it out because you know that nobody can add to it. That is that voice, just that one voice. We can go home on that one voice.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. We have to see this. We have to pick this up. We have to understand what God is saying to us. Hallelujah.
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 Look, you right there. Look in the fifth chapter of Ecclesiastes. You will see this. And look in the seventh verse. For in a multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities. But fear thy God. Fear thy God. Now I'm going to read to you out of the Ecclesiastes 7:18. You can turn there. I got to walk through this with scriptures. But I'm going to read out the Message Bible, what it says there. It ought to bring a shout. Ooh, I done preached myself happy. I don't have nothing to worry about, man. God said, I'm a hallelujah. You just walk before me and live right. Just run when you see sin. You know, we got this little pat thing, 1 John 1:9. Do what on your mind and do 1 John 1:9. See, 1 John 1:9 has a companion scripture to fulfill the whole thing. The goodness of God leadeth to repentance. So you keep asking for forgiveness, won't you repent? Repent's cut the next action off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this verse says, it's best to stay in touch with both sides of an issue. A person who fears God deals responsibly with all of reality, not just a piece of it. Well, I'm preaching now. Y'all can sit there and look at me like you want. This voice, listen. It's best to stay in touch with both sides of an issue. A person who fears God deals responsibly with all of reality, not just a piece of it. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge." But fools despise wisdom and discipline. Proverbs 15:33 said, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Hallelujah. Now, within the context of this, can I go a few more minutes? Within the context of having this divine mark of fear on your life, there's a thing called divine fellowship. In the context of that divine fellowship, it stops sin. I know, 47 years, I've lived before the Lord. Have I made mistakes? Yeah, I made mistakes, but I'll tell you what, I haven't practiced no sin. And I've had sin knock. But I believe in living right.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord helped me.
Yes, sir.
Not by my own strength, but he has helped me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I have a divine fear for him.
Yes.
Come on.
In this divine mark of the fear of the Lord, it carries physical blessing. It's strangle substitute. Say what? Yeah, see, when you have the divine fear of God, of the Lord, it's strangle substitute. You're not going to sell it for nothing else but him. There's a lot of substitute. You know, they've tried a lot of substitute on finance. They come with the card and all this kind of stuff, and the pyramid and all this stuff. They're trying to make a substitute, selling stuff, give your tithe. Sow your seed. Praise the Lord, because the Lord can't lie. You have to substitute has to be strangled. The system try to show you another way. That's why we got to have our stuff.
Yes.
Stuff you can see.
Yes.
I made a lie out of all of them in the area around here, running their mouths, just made a flat lie out of them. Now they with their lip down. How you doing? I know you're lying thing. You thought I wasn't gonna make it, but here I am. Hello, how you doing, Reverend? You don't mean me no good. You just talking because I made success.
Yeah. Come on.
God ain't made me successful no way.
Come on,
I made myself successful.
Come on, Dad. Come on.
So I see some of y'all quiet. See, y'all don't know the Bible.
Yeah.
See, look at you how you look at me now. Joshua 1:8.
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't know God to do it for you?
Yeah.
God already have done all he gonna do for you.
Yeah.
You follow his instruction and he'll make it happen.
Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Wow.
And now I give him all the glory.
Because
I know everything I have came from him.
Yes,
you follow what I'm saying?
Right.
But you got to cooperate with God.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. So are you listening to me?
Yeah.
The reason you not having good success is your own fault.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Come on, Dad.
Come on.
You keep listening to them jingle bell talkers.
Yeah, yeah.
With that false bell, ringing that bell. There ain't nothing going to happen with that bell.
Yeah.
You got to obey God. If you're willing,
and
you shall.
Eat the good of the land.
If you abide in me,
my
word, ask. See, if you don't walk in the fear of the Lord, those who tell you you're not going to make it, you're going to listen to them. See, but the fear of the Lord is I trust him.
Yeah.
I can depend on him.
Yeah.
His word will not return to him void.
Yeah.
And he put his word in my mouth.
Yeah.
In the fear of the Lord, there's another thing the Lord showed me. Obedience is maximized. In other words, because you're operating from sound wisdom.
Yeah.
See, the Bible talks about knowledge, wisdom, instruction, all come from the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, Proverbs 1:7 is a masterpiece, 10 words, but it's a masterpiece. Okay. I said to the congregation, I know a lot of David, Dr. Ford members here, I said to him Sunday that we've done great study on faith. We've done great study on favor.
Yeah.
We've done great study on forgiveness. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Even the finished work of Christ, we've done great study. And we've studied the spirit of fear according to the enemy.
Yeah.
In this camp meeting, God have designed for us to make a study of his fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Bible constantly opening up. Like it opened up like the Red Sea when you read the Bible on different things. We read Ecclesiastes 7:18. We read it? Well, what about Ecclesiastes 8? I'm getting tongue-tied. Did we read it? Huh? Let's go there then. Huh? Look at somebody and tell them it shall be well. Tell them, whatever you're dealing with, this apostolic anointing is getting on you right now. It shall be well. Shout, come on, give God praise. Give God praise, come on, give God praise. I want you to know that. The Lord wants you to know that right now. What we're about to read. Right now, it does say the Lord, it shall be well. I don't care who against you. I don't care how long they've been against you. I don't care what they got against you. The Lord have said tonight, he declared in your presence of heaven, hell, and earth, it shall be well. The sickness and disease that are in your body, you better talk to it and tell it, I shall be well. There's an anointing in his house. There's the power and the glory of God in his house to bring manifestation and demonstration like we've never seen before. It is well. God, I feel anointing coming on, boys. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing in here too hard for God. There is no impossibilities in here. There's nothing incurable in here. There's no limitation that can't be broken in here. Think about what you need and hold to it right now. Think about what you're dealing with. Hold to it right now. Because right now, right now, right now, right, I say right now. Right now, God wants to deal with some things. Right now. Hold it in your mind. That's what you're dealing with. Hold it because God wants to deal with it right now. Man, I feel a dance coming on. I feel a praise coming on. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He shouldn't have never let you got here. He should have stopped you from getting here because you're going back. You're going back where you came from. You're not going back just as you came. You're going back with a divine mark on your life. You what? Man, I'm preaching like it's Friday night. It's Monday night, you know. I got two more scriptures I got to get to. Then I'll try to close it down. Hallelujah. Yeah, girl, I got, what are you doing over there, girl? What is that? What? Look at that girl. That girl dancing. What? Come on, I'm with you. Come on. I got you. Come on. Hey. I got you. Come on. That girl dancing over there, boy. Don't dance, let her dance by herself. Oh. Hallelujah. Listen, turn to Ecclesiastes 8, verse 12. What? Glory.
Glory.
I wish some more of y'all would help me up in here. Look at that girl over here. Look at her. Woo! That girl got something, boy. Look over there. Woo! Woo! She got something. You see her? My goodness. Let me try to read the scripture. I'm a close. Let me try to read the scripture. My.
My.